first day you were here,
and you were like almost, as you go anyway, very excited, coming out of your skin with excitement about being here. What was it? Why was that? Was it because you knew the New England system and what it did for quarterbacks? Was it the conversation you had with Josh McDaniels?
Probably a little bit of, everything. Just getting a chance to come play for an offensive head coach, playing, you know, with an organization that wants me here, which was, you know, great. And, just talking to Josh and just knowing the skill set that we had on offense, just thought it was a great opportunity for me.
When did you talk to him personally after the trade? How soon?
Friday. I talked to him, Thursday night when the trade happened, but then, when I got here Friday, obviously we met for an hour and had a good conversation.
Did you notice pick up on it, the confidence and the
experience? Yeah, picked up on everything right away. He doesn't hold anything back, and he's very, when he knows something, he knows it, and doesn't really have any doubt. So we thought it was a perfect fit, and it's been working out so far.
Yeah, now that you've been in the system, what would you say, do you think it has helped bring out what you got?
It's a great system for me, I think. I think it fits a lot of our guys, not just the quarterback, but I think it fits a lot of our guys. And, it's not like we're doing everything exactly like New England did it. We've got new guys here. We got different skill set. And I think he's done a good job of adapting it to what we have here.
How has Josh's personality carried over to the team? Have you guys adopted any of the same?
Oh, I think so. Just very competitive, very fiery, very takes the challenge of preparation. He challenges every one of our players to be prepared and have the game plan, mastered, and not by Sunday. He wants it done by, Wednesday. So we want to go out and have a great practice today. So I think everybody's kind of bought into that.
Seems like he has a lot of, visible emotions on the sideline, whether it's really, really happy or really, really upset. Do you, as a player, do you like that? Do you feed off of that at all?
Yeah, it's great. I think usually as a player, I know myself, I try to take it all in when it's all the good stuff, and when it's when he's coming at you, when things aren't going well and he's he's fiery and he's coming at you, take it for what it's worth and kind of move on.
How does he compare to other coaches you've had in terms of the coming at you? Harder?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's different than I've had it in my experience in the league. I played for a very cerebral coach in Chicago, so both ways work, and this is just Josh's style.
What did you get out of the bye week? Were you here working? Did you get it?
Got away for a couple of days, but we certainly should be prepared. I feel like we got a good head start, and just excited to get back. It's good to get the couple of days of of relaxation with your family, but it's also great to get back to the grind, and we know we got a tough stretch ahead of us.
When you look at Baltimore's short yardage, red zone defense, what kind of challenges that give you guys, especially knowing that?
I just think they present challenges all over the field for us. We're going to have to bring our A game for sure. This is a defense that's been great for a number of years, and it really hasn't changed this year. So they're an aggressive style of defense, tried to score, and we're going to have to hang on to the football and make the plays when they're there.
How important is it for the quarterback to be a team guy and somebody that's you may well like in the locker room, and what kinds of things have you done to try to?
I don't try to do anything. I just try to be myself, and hopefully guys feed off of that. And I certainly don't try to be a cheerleader or anything like that. But I am who I am, and I'm competitive, and show my emotion when I'm on the field. And I think that works most of the time.
Is it important for the guys to kind of like the quarterback and?
Well, I don't think you got to like him. I hope guys on our team do. I feel like I got a great relationship with all of our guys. But I think it's important that they trust you and they respect you and they know the effort you're putting into the preparation each week.
Hey Kyle, this is a little off the subject, but we're working on a story about the quarterback legacy at Purdue, and just how much of a influence has Joe Tiller been on you and your development?
Huge. Huge, and he still is. He really wasn't a X and O guy at all at school. Didn't even bother with that stuff. But he taught you how to be a quarterback. Taught you how to be a leader, and he did a great job with it. Had some great quarterbacks go through Purdue, and it was a pleasure to be able to learn from him. Every day we'd be in his office for an hour, just shooting the stuff and just having a great time, and he made football fun, and it was great, you know, working for Coach.
Kyle, what makes Ed Reed Ed Reed?
Well, he's got unbelievable confidence in himself. His teammates have unbelievable confidence in him, and you know, he trusts the guys around him to do their job, and so he can go off and freelance and do what he does best, and that's being a ball hawk. So every play, you got to find him. You got to be aware of where he's at. And just because you see the 10 other guys doing one thing, that doesn't mean he's going to fall in line. So it's unorthodox. It makes it, you know, makes a quarterback think of another thing. And you know, you just got to keep the ball out of his hands, because if he gets it, then he's going to score.
That's guy. First guy you're looking for when you want
for sure. I mean, he's just and he's all over the place, so it'll be a great challenge for our offense, and you know, hopefully we can do a good job against him.
So everybody tries to avoid him. How does he end up with the ball so often?
He's, you know, you can tell that he really knows the game, studies a great deal, and you know, knows subtle adjustments that offenses have to make to you know, handle the pressure that they bring. So he's aggressive. He doesn't worry about getting beat, and like I said, when he gets the ball in his hand, he's going to the end zone.
Can Mike Nolan help you with that defense at all, or is it a different deal?
I think it's a different deal. I mean, we'll talk to him a little bit, but we have plenty of time to prepare for these guys, and shouldn't be an issue.
Ray Lewis, still Ray Lewis?
Yeah. I've only been able to play these guys one time in my career, and that was as a rookie, and that was. It's pretty much unfair if you're a rookie quarterback having to play this defense. So wasn't one of the moments that I look back to with pleasure my rookie year, but they're a great defense. They're fast. They get to the ball. They they're intimidating. They're everything that you want in a defense. And like I said, we'll have our work cut out for us.
How much talking do they do?
They do a lot. They do, especially to a rookie quarterback. So maybe it'll change a little bit, but I don't think so.
Is